CliffCentral.com.
This is, of course, another week of some interesting developments in the world of cryptocurrency. There's a lot to get into. Sean Saunders, who is the co-founder of Revex, is here to tell us about it. Let's get him on and see if he's got his fake background or he's still in Italy. Nope, fake background. He is back. Mr. Sean Saunders, how are you, sir?
Good morning. Yeah, very good, thanks. It's the real background, by the way. That's the real
option. Yeah, I was just about to say, that is 100% real there.
Yeah, that's what,
Bitcoin bars. Right?
Yeah, no, 100%. But now I'm back from Italy. No more traveling. I don't actually feel like traveling again for the next 12 months. That was a terrible experience. You know, when you arrive at sort of the Italian border, they say, can we see your vaccination passport? And they say it in like half English, half Italian, so you don't understand it to begin with.
Yes.
And then you hand in this little piece of paper, which is the South African vaccination certificate. And they kind of just look at you and they're like, no, this. And then they call 3, 4, 5 different people, have an espresso, and you spend an hour and a half waiting at the airport to get through. So my advice is not to travel during COVID, not to Italy at least.
Noted, Sean.
Duly noted. For those of us who were smart like Sean and can save enough money to travel, there's your advice for December. Sean, an incredible week for Bitcoin. Some of us, you know what, I'm going to need to call you guys at Bitcoin, at Revex this week and actually get involved in the game. $1 million the price hit recently. I mean,
whoa.
Boy, oh boy. Sean, talk us through sort of what does that mean for you guys? I mean, do you feel sort of vindicated, or do you feel we're just sort of getting started in the game in terms of sort of, you know, alternative means of being able to pay and transact globally?
So this is all happening now. And we've said sort of this is at mainstream maybe about 6 or 9 months ago, when you had a country that came out that essentially said, listen, we're going to treat Bitcoin as legal tender. That was to me like, oh my gosh, this is actually happening. And now you've got loads of different countries. You've got Paraguay, you've got some other South American nations that are looking at actually adopting Bitcoin in particular as a means of legal tender. And I mean, that's huge, right? That was something 3 or 4 years ago, people kind of laughed at you at when you said this. And now you've got pension funds outside of South Africa, and that's another topic we can dive into, but pension funds outside of South Africa, endowments, hedge funds, high net worth individuals, you know, they're all entering the space. Like it was a retail sort of endeavor in 2017 where people were just speculating, and now it's got mainstream adoption. And don't get me wrong, people are still speculating. This is very much like the early days of the internet, but there's some incredible projects emerging. And he has an interesting stat, because I think a lot of people sort of hear about this crypto space, and because it's all digital and a lot of it is offshore, they don't really understand the magnitude of what's going on. So the entire JSE's market cap, so the value of all the companies on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, the largest stock exchange in South Africa by far, that comes to roughly around $1.1 trillion. The value of the crypto market right now, and I'll tell you the exact stat, the exact amount is $2.8 trillion. So the entire crypto market is 2.8 times larger than the JSE's total market capitalization. So that's just one thing to start, you know, let that sink in. The entire value of all the companies in South Africa, and this is an aggressive estimate, would be roughly around $2 trillion. So you've got a cryptocurrency market that is, you know, one third larger than all the companies listed and unlisted in South Africa. That's how big this is.
It's incredible.
This is huge. Yeah. It's bigger than a country such as South Africa. And, you know, there's been a lot of value created over the last while. But I think people need to realize this has arrived, right? I mean, you don't look at Bitcoin being a $1-3 trillion asset. This is getting global attention. And it's still just a tiny, tiny fraction of the global economy. South African banks haven't even looked at this. That means that there's loads of other emerging market banks out there as well that haven't looked at this. Mm. So when this adoption grows and continues to grow as we expect it will over the coming years, $1 trillion, that's the current sort of market cap of, well, it's $1.5 trillion for Bitcoin, that becomes relatively small. You start looking at $10, $15, $20 trillion. That's what we're excited about. And it's not going to be a linear road. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be loads of ups and downs along the way. But that's what's got me really excited. So, I mean, the returns that you've seen over the last 12 months, they've been phenomenal. A lot of our customers are smiling. But you know, it is a longer term journey here. And this isn't an asset class that you go out to and put your life savings in. You start small, you feel comfortable with it, uh-huh. you get your hands dirty, and then, yeah, over the longer term, you sort of pulled out a bigger portion of your portfolio in crypto.
Kind of like a good relationship, you know, you vibe, you date, you meet her parents, and then you get married, two kids, and then you guys live happily together and you retire together. So do it slowly. And I love that approach, because I think sometimes we fear financial people because some of them are sharks. They just want the commission. And so I've always loved that about your approach. Now, Bitcoin's not the only thing that's smashing it, right? Is Ethereum hit new highs this week as well?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go over the last year returns across different assets. You've got Ethereum, which as things stand right now is up 903%. 903% over the last 12 months. Bitcoin's up roughly around 312%. You've got Uniswap, that's up 150%. Link, that's Chainlink, it's up 150% as well. Cardano up 1,800%. And I mean, I can continue going through all of these, but probably the star performer in the crypto space, and this was a cryptocurrency that was hardly known 12 months ago, and has really just blown up, arguably faster than any other sort of large cap coin, and that's Solana. I mean, Solana's up a whopping 10,000% over the last 12 months. And this is sort of like a startup, because a lot of people look at crypto and they're like, holy crap, 10,000%, like how on earth does that happen? But I mean, VCs, venture capital firms, they see this every single year, right? So you invest in a startup, that startup goes from being worth 1 million rand, all of a sudden worth 100 million rand. That's that sort of growth. And that's what you're now seeing with Solana. There's, you know, this massive move from the likes of Ethereum, from Cardano, over to Solana. Why? Because it's faster in terms of its transactions and the way that it processes transactions, and it's more scalable. And you know, Ethereum sort of become a victim of its own success. So I mean, the crypto market isn't just Bitcoin. I think people must understand that Bitcoin's dominance, so that the total value that Bitcoin makes up in the crypto market, I mean, rewind 3 years, was close to 80%. Today it sits at 45%. So you've seen the value of Bitcoin relative to other cryptocurrencies decline over time. And that's why we're advocates for sort of saying, take a diversified approach when you enter this market. Don't try just go out and only buy Bitcoin. I mean, you're missing out then on everything else this market has to offer.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously for South Africans we're looking to get into that, and we're rather, I don't know, are we late adopters? Are we early adopters? But, you know, our pension fund is prohibiting the purchase of cryptocurrencies. Could you maybe, I mean, there's a sub clause in there. Quickly talk us through what it is that's preventing us from getting involved really in the game.
Yeah, so I actually was on MoneyWeb yesterday talking about this. Bloomberg also will be having a piece on this later in this week. And I don't get this. This is truly one of those moments where the rest of the world is going in one direction and South Africa just goes, hey, listen, like I'm pulling the handbrake, we're going the other direction. So if you look at the UK, look at Switzerland, look at Singapore, look at all these progressive nations, they say, okay, listen, cryptocurrencies have grown. They've been the top performing asset class over the last 12 months, 24 months, 5 years and 10-year periods, right? So hell, they probably make sense to include them as an alternative asset within a broader diversified cryptocurrency, a broader investment portfolio. So that's what they've encouraged. They've said, listen, you know, get involved with alternative investments, because remember, rewind 10 or 20 years, the only investments that you could get exposure to were really stocks and bonds. And all of a sudden now you've expanded that to include FX, so currencies, you've included real estate, you started going into private equity, venture capital. Now you've included crypto in that. I mean, today we've spoken about this on the show, you can actually invest in non-fungible tokens. Yep. So digital art, you can invest in tokenized art, you can actually invest in classic cards, you can invest in Pokemon cards. The entire investing world has sort of been turned on its head. Now, pension funds need to get exposure to some of these alternative assets. Why? Because there's nothing more important to a pension fund than getting a diversified portfolio, i.e. when the market in equities or stocks declines, that something else is then maintaining value within that portfolio. And Reg 28, which ironically is meant to, and that's Regulation 28, it ironically is meant to protect and assist in diversifying South African pension fund portfolios. They've come out to say, hey, listen, you cannot, as a pension fund, invest in cryptocurrency or gain exposure to cryptocurrencies. Now, we've been talking with a load of different pension funds. Why? Because we recently had a proof of reserves audit. We are introducing insurance on the platform whereby all your cryptocurrency holdings will be insured. And pension funds like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Saying, well, okay, our assets are protected. We can trust you. Mm. You've got a JSE listed investor behind you. Like, great, Revex, let's do stuff. And then all of a sudden, Reg 28 comes out and says, no, you're not getting exposure to this. And I was like, well, back when I was sort of looking at all of this back at uni days, I understood regulators to be the ones to say, okay, right, let's put the framework in place. And then the asset managers or pension fund managers, they were the ones in charge of actually being able to allocate funds.
Yeah.
So I'm still scratching my head going, why on earth have you done this? You've completely, in my opinion, you're limiting the opportunity in pension funds. And, you know, how have pension funds been doing in South Africa? We lose money every single year. The currency depreciates. You can only move a certain amount of money offshore. It's just ridiculous. I don't know. In my opinion, I just sit there and I scratch my head. I'm like, why on earth, South Africa, why did you do this? This makes no sense.
Well, I think...
Sean,
go ahead, Mark.
Just a couple of questions. I just need to understand the basics. All those cryptos that you said are booming at the moment, like 130%, can I buy that off Revex?
You can. You can head on. And we've got the top 10 cryptocurrencies, with the exception of Litecoin and Bitcoin Cash, which we'll be introducing pretty soon. And you can buy those individual cryptocurrencies, or alternatively, you go and you buy a basket. So that's a ready-made bundle of the top 10 cryptocurrencies, just like the JSE Top 40 or the S&P 500.
Oh.
So you get just one-click exposure to that.
And is Revex an app or is it a website? How am I going about buying this?
So we went and built a progressive web app. And what that means is essentially we had a website that felt like a mobile app when you accessed it on your phone. We have got a mobile app in the more traditional sense launching in about a month's time, fingers crossed.
Lovely.
And that will then hopefully solve that problem as well.
All right.
And well, then will I just transfer from my bank account into my Revex account and then transfer it into Bitcoin or whatever I'm wanting to buy?
That's a great question as well. So yes, that's exactly how it works. You come along, you make a bank deposit, you just make sure that you use your unique reference. There's no fees for making a deposit or anything, and you buy whatever product you'd like on the platform. You've got loads of different investment options, and you're on your way.
And do I need any documentation to set it up? Sorry, I'm like stealing it.
Yeah. Michael, this isn't your personal sort of... Sean's the CEO. He's got other stuff to do. If you want to get involved at Revex, and I'm glad you got all these questions. I'm glad that you're looking to diversify your portfolio. But Sean's got other stuff to do as well. You know what I mean, Michael? He's not your personal consultant.
Yeah, 130%. I want in.
You want a bit of the action. All right, Michael, I'll tell you what you can do. Is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, they are Revex Invest. Otherwise, it's very, very easy to invest. Step one, sign up to Revex for free, verify your ID, and then you add funds and select the bundle of your choice. It really is that simple. Now, I have been on the website, so it really is as simple as it sounds. And of course, you can get a hold of the guys. Should you have any more problems or you want to contact the guys, you can head over to Revex.com, where Sean, I'm sure you and the team will be waiting to help people like Mark or Flex, who want personal attention and on a new skincare program, which we can all notice.
Yeah, mine's coming through now. If we can just like boost that to the top.
Noted.
The Sean Saunders.
People call me directly.
That's it. Yeah,
he wants to be on it.
That's it. We're going to get the CEO, Sean, who's trying to get even more funding to grow his business. Just Sean, if you could just take a fifth of your day to call Mark or Flex, please, to help him click through. That would be great. Sean, you're great. And let's keep rocking, man. You're a South African doing great things. And let's get involved in the bigger world. And let's hope that the politicians can get out the way so we can get this economy going and get these great platforms like Revex going.
Fantastic. I don't think the politicians will be getting out the way, but hell, we're going to run over them anyway.
You love to hear it. And as you go, Hein says, I've been very happy with my Revex investment. Thanks, Sean. All right, Sean, keep it real out there, brother.
Brilliant, guys. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Ciao.
Take care. CliffCentral.com.